Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sangai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Before we bring our guest on, let's run through some show notes. If you're looking for wrestling today, WCWO up in Indianapolis as usual. 3-2-1 battle in Seattle, Washington. BWW in Kelowna, BC. BTW in Newark, California. PWA in Cheshire, Connecticut. NSCW in Hardin, Kentucky. PSW in Jamaica, New York. Brew City Wrestling in West Allis, Wisconsin. And AWA in Sparta, Tennessee. Tomorrow night, SCW up in our neck of the woods in Paulsboro, Washington, where I will be personally. ECCW in Vancouver, BC. SPW in Warsaw, Indiana. NWP in Vaughan, Washington. NWWA in Portland, Oregon. UIW in Buchanan, Georgia. RCW in Springbrook, Alberta. PCW in Oroville, California. MWA in Princeton, Indiana. RCW in Elkhart, Indiana. Voodoo Wrestling in West Wego, Louisiana, featuring the Dice Man Ronnie Vegas tomorrow. AWF in Elk River, Minnesota. Evolve in Queens, New York. Wrestle Club in Emmett, Idaho. BZW in Gaffney, South Carolina. The EWF in Mooresboro, North Carolina. And the Shamrock Cup happening in Joppa, Maryland tomorrow night. Without further ado, I would like to welcome our guests back to the show. We have with us Tyler Kent. Tyler, welcome back to the program.
It's been a while, Sign Guy.
It really has. Welcome back. And I know that you have a very busy week next week. You're going to be at a relaunch of a promotion, lots of new things going on there. Do you want to tell us what it is that's happening next week and how the listeners can find it?
Yes, Phoenix Pro Wrestling makes its return to Freetown, Indiana next Friday. You can find us on Facebook at Phoenix Pro Wrestling PPW, or you can find myself on Facebook at Tyler Kent for more information. Our show will feature Bobo Brazil Jr. He will be there. And something that was just signed a few minutes ago, we will have a battle royal with the final two participants competing to crown the first ever MPG Productions PPW Multimedia Heavyweight Champion.
That's some Iron Buddha level shocking news right there, just signed. So can you tell us, this battle royal, is that going to be open for all of the roster there at Phoenix Pro Wrestling?
Yes, it is. It's an open invitational. Show up, get in the ring, wrestle the match.
That's very, very interesting. Now, I know that you have some plans in place for next week. You're going to do some managing, am I correct?
Yes, but my big announcement, my big secret announcement that I've been keeping is that MPG Productions, which is my company, has purchased Phoenix Pro Wrestling. I am now the owner of Phoenix Pro Wrestling.
Wow, that is groundbreaking. I had no idea you were in the ownership of that company. That is some big news. Now, this is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, your first company that you've actually owned.
Yes. Yes, it is. Big things are coming from Phoenix Pro Wrestling. We believe in you want a spot, show up, earn it. Nothing's given in Phoenix Pro Wrestling. Everything's earned.
Absolutely. Now, at this point in your career, what made you make the decision that you wanted to purchase Phoenix Pro Wrestling and actually own the company instead of simply working for the company?
I like power. I like to be in control. And to make sure that my clients get to the top, I've bought the company to guarantee things go my way.
Now, Phoenix Pro Wrestling making its return, but obviously it's not the same Phoenix Pro Wrestling that people saw the last time it was in Freetown, Indiana. You mentioned Bobo Brazil Jr., whom I've known for many, many, many years. He's going to be part of this. Dick the Bruiser Jr., I believe, scheduled to be there. He's been around
for a long time. We had some scheduling conflicts with Dick the Bruiser Jr. He will not be at the show.
Ah, so scratch that. But still, you got a lot of experience there in Bobo Brazil Jr., but a lot of the talent, going to be newer talent, some fresh faces there in Freetown. Can you run down the list of names scheduled to make their appearance?
We have Austin Fury and Sleazy Sean Moore will both be there representing the Pretty People. Also, Dylan Static will be there. Overdrive will be there. Tygon will be there with his manager, Mighty Mike. Also, Alan Angel will be there, which no one really cares about him or Tygon because my guys are going to wipe the floor with them. The Fiji Wild Man will be there. Punishers will be there.
That sounds like a very good lineup. Now, Fiji Wildman also has been around that area for some time. He's no newcomer at all. You got Bobo Brazil Jr. coming in. You got a lot of new talent. Since you purchased the company, who are your eyes geared towards on this show? Who are you looking at as the people that might be the faces of the company?
Well, obviously, my guys, the Pretty People, we're taking over. I've already purchased the company to make sure that Freetown will be a lot more pretty when I leave. That's the whole goal, and we will. I guarantee you one of my guys will walk out with that strap.
A guarantee sounds pretty solid since you are the owner of the company. It sounds like you're going to do everything you can to ensure that the Pretty People walk out of Freetown with the title. Now, for the people unfamiliar with the Pretty People, can you tell the listeners exactly who they are and their credentials?
My Pretty People consists of the new upstart, Austin Fury, he's there to make an impact and look pretty. And that's what the whole group's about. We're there to make impacts and look pretty. And then you got a relatively newcomer, Sleazy Sean Moore. You know, his whole thing is to make the place sleazier. He's there for our entertainment. My group, and that's not all. I'm not showing you all my cards right now, sign guy. I'm going to keep some cards close to home and reveal them when the time comes.
Now, obviously, you own the company, but you also manage your guys, the Pretty People. Do you not see that as a potential conflict of interest, being their manager and also owning the company in which they compete?
No, why would that be a conflict of interest? I'm doing what's best for me. And what was best for me was to purchase the company. Now, there was one small little hiccup in the contracts and everything being signed for me to take over, and that's that the former owner, Randy Nowlin, is still the commissioner of PPW. I couldn't get around that. So he still has some pull in the company as well.
Now, the commissioner, I'm sure, a little bit leery perhaps of what you would do if you had complete power. Are the fans going to see some sort of power struggle play out in front of them next Friday?
If Randy knows what's best for him, no. Because you don't want to get in my way. I am not someone you want to get on the bad side of. I will have you taken out, and no one will even remember who you are if you cross me. So, Randy, if you're listening, stay out of my way.
Now, Austin Fury is someone that has been tearing it up on the independents out in the Midwest. Young talent, but on his way up. Are you thinking that he might have a slightly better advantage going into this battle royal to crown the first ever champion?
Of course he will. I'll be in his corner. I'm going to be in his corner, which always is going to give him that little one-up, because I am one of the greatest managers in that area. And I will guarantee my guys will be successful on PPW. I bought the company to make sure of it. My money will not go to waste.
Now, you also have another guy that presumably will be in the Battle Royal. Is he not going to also want that championship? Is there going to be any type of dissension in the ranks between your two men for a title?
No, because they both understand we're going to do what's best for the pretty people. And that's exactly what we're going to do. They're going to do what's best for the pretty people to make sure the pretty people are successful. I've already discussed it with them. We've already had meetings. Everything's lined up the way I need it to be.
Now, with the commissioner there at PPW, he, of course, the former owner, so he's familiar with the roster and he's familiar with running a company. You're pretty new at the ownership part of this. Do you think that he might be working as we speak to try to circumvent some of the plans that you have in place? Maybe he's going to look to not let the pretty people walk out of Freetown with a championship.
Like I said, sorry, guy, if he knows what's best for him, if he's done his research like I've done my research, he will stay out of my way. I will hurt him. Myself or my pretty people will hurt him. I'm not showing all my cards right now, so you never know who else is going to join the pretty people by the time the night's over Friday. I'm keeping some cards close to home and some cards out on the table. If he knows what's best, he doesn't want to see the cards that are close to home.
Well, have you actually had any type of meeting with the commissioner to try to get at an understanding between the two of you?
We don't see eye to eye. We've had conversations over the phone before, and we don't see eye to eye. He wants to take the company in one direction. I want to take the company in another direction. As the owner, I feel my direction is the best direction. So right now, we have the board of directors is split, and everyone's split right now because on which direction they want to go towards. If they want to go towards my direction or his direction. So if he knows what's best, he'll give up his direction and we'll go my direction, which is the pretty direction.
Now, obviously, the pretty people will be sided with you, I'm presuming, since you manage their career. Do you know whom on the roster there at Phoenix Pro Wrestling might have sided with Randy on this issue?
I've heard some rumblings. I know that Tygon and his manager are sided with Randy because his manager doesn't like me because I speak the truth and people don't want to hear the truth. So they're sided with him. Alan Angel sided with him. You know, less important and ugly people are sided with him. Tygon has to wear a mask, and this is a little insider. He has to wear a mask because he's so ugly. Okay, that mask isn't there for heritage or for anything. It's there because he's ugly. He has to cover his face. He's so ugly.
That would insinuate you have seen him maskless. So do you know the man under the mask well enough to know what type of plans he might have in store to counter affect what you have planned?
No, but like I said, I'm a man of very, very many funds, and I have hired people to keep their eye on Tyon and the man behind the mask and his manager. I have made sure that Alan Angel has been scouted. My guys have the best chance in winning with me at their side. I guarantee you that. And I guarantee Tyon will be no match for Austin Fury.
Now, obviously, you've been paying attention. I'm sure you've watched a lot of film going into this match. Have you been working out with Austin Fury? Have you been doing a lot of training hands-on to get him ready for this match with Tyon?
No, but I have paid the best trainers to do that, to keep my guys in line and make my guys the top guys in PPW.
All right. Well, at this time, my co-host QT is standing by, so if this helps you as I pass things over to QT for a bit.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
Tyler, in the 1960s, Dale Carnegie wrote his best-selling book, How to Dress for Success. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what a typical outfit you wear to your Phoenix Pro Wrestling events are and corporate meetings, and is a black tie among your dress affairs? Yes, black tie.
No, I don't wear ties. I don't wear suits. I wear the prettiest pair of leggings I can find, the fluffiest boot covers I can find, and the pinkest shirt I can find to everywhere I go, including the boardroom.
Oh, okay, fluffiest boots, huh? That sounds kind of interesting. Do you have these custom made, and do they have ostrich skin? Are they ostrich skin boots? That's what I'm asking.
See, I don't like birds, so I wouldn't put a bird on my foot. I think birds are just ugly and disgusting. So, no, they're not ostrich skin. And, yes, they are custom. My boot covers are custom. They're pretty, like everything else I do. And they make an impact when I walk through the door.
Wow, that must cost a lot of money. Wow, okay, very good. All right. What would a pair of Tyler Kent custom-made boots sell for if you sold them on the open market? That's what I want to know.
Too much for most people to pay for. My tastes are very, very high in price. So for them to match me, it would be crazy. Could be impossible for the normal man.
I see. Would they have a 6-inch heel that could be separated and hide a foreign object like a key, a brass key that could do a lot of damage to one person's forehead?
Maybe, possibly, but I don't want to give away all my secrets.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Okay. I'm going to put down maybe for a heel, 6-inch heel with a hidden object. Okay, maybe. Okay, very good. Now, Tyler, do you see in the near future a lady wrestler who stands 5'11", is 5'11" tall, weighs about 152.5 pounds, with a surprisingly trim 33-inch waist, who identifies strongly with a Pokemon character, making her debut with Phoenix Pro Wrestling?
Never say never. Nothing's impossible.
Okay, I'm going to put down if the price is right. Very good. What about a man, a male wrestler with the same measurements, 5'11", 152 pounds?
If the price is right.
Oh, okay, price is right. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Tyler, Wild Bill Hickok was rumored to be holding the dead man's hand when he was shot dead. And I'm asking you some of these questions because you earlier mentioned cards were not in your showing or not on the table that you were going to reveal. Okay. It was reported that Wild Bill held two pairs of cards, black aces and black eights, along with a rumored Queen of Hearts as the kicker card or hole card, because this was a five-card draw hand. The person who shot him in the back of the head was Jack McCall, and the shooting happened on August 2nd, 1876, in Nuttall and Mann's Saloon at Deadwood, Dakota Territory. Jack McCall was also known as Crooked Nose Jack or Broken Nose Jack. He was found innocent in his first trial and guilty the second time he was tried. My question is, have any of your wrestlers used a black eight card as a foreign object? And would Sleepy Sean Moore be the leading candidate?
Sleepy Sean will do whatever it takes to be victorious. And I'm sure if he had his chance to get his hands on a card to slice someone's throat, he would. But no, they have never used one to this date.
Okay, never used a black eight as a foreign object. Okay, very good. All right, how about a black ace? Would the leading candidate be Austin Fury?
I still think the leading candidate would be Sleazy Sean because he will do whatever it takes to be victorious. And if that means cutting someone with a card, then he will cut them with a card.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, seeing how you're a businessman and you have purchased Phoenix Pro Wrestling, it shows you are an astute businessman. Have you ever read the book Sex, Money, Kiss by bass guitarist Gene Simmons?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put that down as a homework assignment. Try to go to the library in the rock and roll section, and you can perhaps look up this book, Sex, Money, Kiss, that is filled with advice from a multi-billionaire, well, I don't think he's a billionaire yet, maybe multi-millionaire, Gene Simmons. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you know that Gene Simmons has a line of Kiss Coffee Houses and Kiss Rock and Brews restaurants?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, you do now. I'm just asking because you may open up a Rock and Brew Tyler King restaurant in the future. Yes, or maybe a Tyler King coffee house.
Maybe. It depends on if it's right for me at the time, money-wise.
Oh, okay.
If I find it a good investment, then it will be made.
Okay, all right. It's all about the greenbacks. I agree with that, yes. Okay. Well, Tyler, since you are now owner of a wrestling company, do you plan to overhaul the concession stand and now offer chicken fried steak and Seattle's best coffee that will be flown in from Tacoma, Washington?
No, I'm going to let Randy handle all the non-important things like concessions and stuff like that. He wants to be the commissioner. He can handle stupid stuff like that while I handle the business.
No, okay. All right. I think a majority of people, at least here in the Tacoma area, that take their chicken fried steak and Seattle's best coffee pretty highly, including Coach Mike Jones, one of my favorite wrestlers up here. I don't think he would call your concession stand amenities stupid.
Well, I apologize for him not agreeing with me because I'm always right. So he must not be right on this subject.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to relay that message to Coach Mike Jones. Okay. Get his take. Okay. Very good. All right. Now, do you plan to overhaul your roster of referees? And if not, can you tell us who your current roster of referees are? And do you plan on giving them a raise on January 1st of the new year coming up?
We only currently have one referee, and his name is Josh Turner. And that's all we need right now is one referee. There's no sense in getting a bunch of referees. when it's not necessary.
All right. Do you plan on hiring any school kids this summer as an internship referee, maybe a girl from a junior high school that's willing to, in the future, put on the pinstripes, maybe as a tutorial lesson with the regular referee in the ring, guiding her or him?
Yes. If they are interested in that, they can feel free to contact me, because we offer training at PPW.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. Maybe that's something you'll want to take up for enterprising or enterprising young kid that would like to have a referee's job at Phoenix Pro Wrestling put on the resume. That'd be great. Okay. I'm sure you're going to get started on this right away. Okay. Very nice. Okay. Now, Tyler, did you yourself wrestle in high school?
I did not.
Did you go out for basketball or swimming or track and field?
I didn't need sports like that. I've always been a pretty wealthy gentleman, so I didn't need sports like that.
Oh, okay. Well, Tyler, do you have any bloodlines or genetic blueprint DNA from the Apache Indian tribe, seeing that you're in the Phoenix area? That's what I'm asking.
Not that I know of.
I see. Would you accept a Turnbuckle Turmoil honorary Apache Indian name if we held a contest to give you an honorary Apache Indian name? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Oh, you would? Okay. All right. I think we have another contest going, sign guy. Very exciting. Give Tyler King an Apache Indian name worthy of his business attributes. For the first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil, I'm going to suggest your Apache Indian name right off the bat. I'd like to call you Bucolic Buffalo. Bucolic Buffalo, yes.
Okay.
Wow, that went over with a bomb. Okay. All right, that's my submission. Okay. Well, Tyler, if the Sesame Street character Cookie Monster were at this card game of Wild Bill Hickok when he was shot in Deadwood, South Dakota, when he had the pair of aces and eights, would he have used a double stuffed Oreo cookies as poker chips?
Knowing someone that used to be called the Cookie Monster very, 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 very well, I would say yes, he would.
Oh, okay. Well, Tyler, Leonard Hofstadter of the Big Bang Theory has glasses that are strikingly similar to the ones I see you wearing. Is there any chance that you invite Leonard Hofstadter to Phoenix Pro Wrestling and challenge him to a loser leaves town without his glasses match?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Is there any chance you invite both Leonard and Penny to one of your matches, have one of your wrestlers detain Leonard backstage, and then use your eyeglasses on Penny in the role of a foreign object?
Yes. Anything can be a foreign object.
Oh, okay. Well, Tyler, did you know that Buffalo Bill Cody went to work for the Army in 1868 and was chief of scouts for the 3rd Cavalry during the Plains War with the Indians?
No, I did not.
Well, part of the time, Buffalo Bill scouted for Indians, and he fought in 16 battles, and at other times, he hunted and killed bison to supply the Army and the Kansas Pacific Railroad. My question is, whom is the most likely candidate in your stable of wrestlers to be shot by Buffalo Bill Cody should he time travel to Colorado in 1868 and be mistaken for a buffalo should the weather be gray and misty and Buffalo Bill eye him or her at a long distance, Which wrestler exudes the shaggy appearance to be mistakenly shot by Buffalo Bill?
Probably Sleazy Sean Moore.
Oh, okay, Sleazy Sean Moore. Okay, Buffalo-like appearance. Okay, I'm writing that down. Okay. Tyler, Buffalo Bill was awarded the Medal of Honor in 1872 for gallantry as an Army scout in the Indian Wars. It was revoked in 1917 along with medals of 910 other recipients when Congress retroactively changed the rules for the honor. Congress stated that only military personnel could receive the award. Even though he was an Army veteran, he had been awarded the medal for services as a civilian scout. My question is, given the choice of having a civilian equivalent of the Medal of Honor or your organization's heavyweight championship belt, what percentage would choose the civilian equivalent Medal of Honor and what percentage would choose your heavyweight championship belt? That's what I'm getting at.
100% would choose the heavyweight belt, of course, because the heavyweight belt is the most important thing in the world.
Oh, okay. All right. No civilian Medal of Honor. Okay, very good. Okay. Now, Tyler, do you have any plans for successful businessmen are known to eye the future, and although this is in quite the future, over 100 days, Thanksgiving is, do you have any special plans for any Thanksgiving era or week matches at Phoenix Pro Wrestling?
Not as of now. Like you said, I still have time to think of said ideas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at this time, I'm going to give it back over to Sangai. Yes. And thank you for your answers on Buffalo Bill Cody and Wild Bill Hickok. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you, QT. Well, Tyler, for the people that might be interested, can you tell us, are there any plans in place for merchandise at the Phoenix Pro Wrestling relaunch next week?
I do believe there will be T-shirts available and other merchandise with Phoenix Pro Wrestling on it.
Now, of course, you just purchased the company. Do you have plans in place for your own spin on future merchandising for the company? Are we going to see your fingerprints all over the future merchandise that fans will be looking to buy at shows?
I have my designers working on it, and they are seeing what we can come up with.
Now, obviously, one of the sources of income for independent wrestlers is merchandising. Are you going to allow the individual wrestlers their own merchandising tables at Phoenix Pro Wrestling shows?
I'm a businessman, so I'm never going to say no to a business opportunity for anyone. But of course, it would have to benefit me first.
So you're saying you're going to take a percentage, potentially, of people's merchandising money?
Exactly.
All right. Now, obviously, Phoenix Pro Wrestling had a card scheduled at the time that you purchased it. Now that you are in ownership and you're going to presumably run things how you want them to be ran, are you scouting out additional talent to come into the company? Have you been looking at other pieces of talent that you want to have under the Phoenix Pro Wrestling banner?
Yes, of course. As a businessman, I'm always scouting, always looking for new talent, always looking for the best to make my company better than the rest.
Now, you talked about training and having your own training at the company, can you tell the listeners that might be tuning in today that are interested in pursuing professional wrestling how they can get involved in this training and what the details would be?
You can contact myself or Phoenix Pro Wrestling or Randy on Facebook for more information about training. Our head trainer will be none other than, drumroll please, Bobo Brazil Jr.
Very nice. I have known him for many, many years. Extremely talented and has helped many careers. So I think that is a very good choice for a head trainer.
Yes, Bobo Brazil Jr. will be our head trainer.
Now, is he in place contractually before you bought into the company, or is he someone that you brought in once you took over?
He is someone that I brought in once I took over because I felt that he was the best candidate to be the leader of our training center.
All right. Well, it looks like we have another caller, perhaps with a question. Let's bring them on now. Do we have a caller from the 812 area code?
Yeah.
Very, very creepy. Would you like to identify yourself?
Yes, I'm the teenage dirtbag Dylan Static. I'm one of the wrestlers for Phoenix Pro Wrestling.
Well, teenage dirtbag, your new boss, Tyler Kinn, is with us. I'm sure you have an opinion on his purchasing the company. How do you feel about that?
Well, man, for real, it don't really matter to me. I just show up and make my money, you know?
All right. Well, Tyler, do you have plans in place for the teenage dirtbag next week? Does he have a scheduled opponent?
He will be taking on Overdrive. And
he's weak. I'm destroying.
And Dylan, your past and yourself, you think you got everything so hid and everyone so fooled. Remember, I'm a man of many fortunes, and I've looked into you. I know a few things about you. And if you're smart, you'll listen to me when I tell you that I can enhance your career.
Well, Tyler, see what happens, won't we?
Yes. Yes, we will.
Well, you know, me and you have been friends for how long, Tyler?
Forever. Long time.
Well, I've been doing some serious thinking, for real. So, I'll let everybody know. 22nd.
On the 22nd?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is this what we talked about a couple days ago?
Yep.
Aha. This is going to be good, fine guy.
Sure will be.
All right. Well, at this time, we have yet another caller, so I will bring them on as well. Do we have the caller from the 574 area code?
Hello?
Do we have the other caller with us?
Yeah.
All right, would you like to identify yourself?
Yes, this is Tygon.
Ah, Tygon, we were talking about your match earlier, and apparently your new employee, Tyler Kent, not too confident in your chances next Friday night. What do you think of Tyler buying the company and being the manager of your opposition next week?
The thing about Tyler Kent is he has no idea what I can do to him and to his so-called group of, what does he call them?
The pretty people.
the pretty people. Well, can you tell me which one of you is pretty?
All of us. We're all very, very pretty.
Well, just so you know, I'm taking some brown paper bags for you guys.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
It's okay. At least I don't wear a mask to cover my ugly face. Just saying.
The reason why I wear a mask is because it's tradition.
Tradition, smedition. You wear a mask because you're ugly. Let's not lie to the people.
So I wear a mask because I'm ugly.
Yeah.
What made you come to that conclusion?
Because why else would you cover your face? There has to be something wrong with it.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
There has to be.
If you consider the tradition of Mexican wrestling, you'll find out that none of us wear a mask because of the ugly. We wear it because it's part of our culture, it's part of our tradition.
Excuses.
See, here's the thing. I know they have your little group with Austin Fury and Sleazy. I know you're going to be in the corner with both of them guys. It doesn't matter if it's my match or Sleazy match. You will be in the corner of both of your employees.
Exactly.
The thing is this. If you're really confident that Austin Fury could beat me in a singles match, why don't we do this? You don't interfere, and the guy who was playing as a manager won't interfere.
I don't have to interfere.
You won't interfere? You sure about that?
I'm sure. I don't have to.
All right. So how about this? To guarantee that you won't interfere, if you or any of your little soldiers interfere in my match, you get in the ring with me for 15 minutes.
No. Nice try, funny guy. I'm not agreeing to nothing like that. No. Okay? You know what? I'm the owner of the company. I'll be the bigger man. You got it, but under my stipulations.
And what is your stipulation?
You'll find out if the time comes.
I'll find out if the time comes? So I get 15 minutes with you under your stipulation.
Under my stipulations.
That sounds good with me.
Because you never know what I have up my sleeve.
You don't know what I have up my sleeve either.
Well, gentlemen, we have yet another caller here. Let's go to them. Do we have the caller from the 618 area code?
This is Balmy Allen Angel.
Aha, Mr. Angel. I will ask you the same thing I've been asking the other competitors from Phoenix Pro. What do you think of Tyler Kent purchasing the company?
The only reason that Tyler Kent bought the company is because he's not confident enough in his own boys that they can beat us. We, siding with Randy Nowlin, know that we have the upper hand and that Tyler is scared. So, Tyler did the only thing that he could do. He bought the company just to give his boys the edge.
Well, I am very well confident in my boys. My boys will take care of business like they're going to. And you, my friend, are taking on my workhorse, Sleazy Sean Moore. And I guarantee by the end of the night, you'll fill the sleeves.
It doesn't matter who you put me up against, whichever one of your boys you want to. Randy pulled me, flew me in from England just to take care of you and your boys.
He can't handle my boys.
That's why he has us to do it for him. He is the COO. He is the commissioner. He doesn't need to step in that ring to take care of anyone. He calls us to do the work for him.
You guys talk about me being scared. Do you understand what you're saying about this guy? He's the guy that's scared. He has to call all these people in to try to handle me. I didn't have to call anyone in. My guys were already ready.
You bought the company just for the single purpose of being able to make your boys do whatever they want.
We're not going to do whatever we want. We're going to do mainly what we want, but I'm not going to let him get away with murder. Unless they kill you, then I might. That'd be pretty fun.
Oh, boy, you can't kill me. You don't know how many people have tried.
We could kill Tygon, too. That'd be fun.
I don't know who this Tygon is, but he's not me.
It'd be fun to kill both of you in one night. That sounds like a good night to me.
Yeah, we won't be so lucky come Friday. So you better be ready, because Alan A. comes to Freetown, Indiana, and he's going to take everyone straight to the Angel Zone.
You're funny.
He is, isn't he, Kyler?
He's hilarious. Hilarious. And you notice
one
thing.
I don't even know the guy. I already don't like him.
You know, you notice one thing, and this is what's getting me. Randy's having all his guys call in, but he hasn't called in himself. Why?
Apparently, even though he's an old man, he don't have the, you know, I can't really say because we're on live radio, but you know what I mean.
I'll say it. He doesn't have the balls to call in.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong words. Now, maybe Randy is out trying to figure out how to seize control from you and take your edge away from you rather than calling in and speaking today. Have you considered that?
There's no
Let me interrupt you for a second. Maybe he can try to take back over the company whenever he loses about maybe 75 pounds of that gut. I mean, it's all on him.
Just saying.
Well, we have yet another caller. Let's see who we have now from the 812. Anyone there from the 812? Nope, they dropped the call. Could be another spy of Randy Tyler?
Probably. I mean, that guy can't call in himself, so he's got to have everyone else call in for him.
All right, well, Tygon, is this going to be your first appearance in Freetown, Indiana?
Yes, it is my first appearance. It will not be my last.
Well, for the people listening today that may not be familiar with you that plan to be in Freetown, can you tell them a little bit of what to expect out of you?
Expect the unexpected.
Fair enough.
Before I leave, I got one message to Tyler. And that is
what? Right ahead.
For him to watch his back, because he's so sure about himself and his voice. Money talks. And if there's enough of it, you can buy whoever you want.
I will buy whatever.
Yep. Whether it be, cause you know, you can't trust your voice. Because for all you know, your voice might be Randy's voice. Hell, might be my voice.
I know for a fact my boys are my voice.
Are you sure about that?
I am 110%.
Remember, money talks. Everybody's got a price. You know that.
Exactly, and I've paid their price.
Even you have a price.
Tyler, it sounds like the natives are getting a little bit restless, and we've not even hit the first show under your command.
It's because they're all jealous.
Tell you this. It will be Tyler's first and last show under his command.
First and last.
Yes. On Friday in Freetown, Indiana, I don't care who it is. As long as I'm getting paid, someone's ass is getting kicked.
Well, is he? Can I wake up from my nap now? Is he done?
Well, Tyler,
Another caller. Let's try this again here. We have the caller from the 812 area code. Apparently they have dropped the call again. All right. We're getting down to the last several minutes of the show here, so I would like for everybody to plug anything that they want to plug or promote. So why don't we start with the competitors. Tygon, do you have any last thing you want to say here to the listeners?
Nothing else.
All right, Teenage Dirtbag, you still with us?
Yeah.
Anything you would like to say in closing to the listeners?
Yep. Come see me kick Overdrive's head off. Oh, and I hate all of you, but still bring your money.
All right, people of Freetown, there's your statement from Teenage Dirtbag. Now, Tyler, I'm sure you want to run down all the information, how people can support Phoenix Pro Wrestling, how they can find the show, how they can find the social medias, merchandise, all of that good stuff. Why don't you speak to the listeners?
You guys, all you ignorant people in radio land that are listening to my voice right now, if you can hear my voice and you're listening, here's what you need to do. You need to go find Phoenix Pro Wrestling on Facebook or find Tyler Kent on Facebook for more information about this great show to see what I have planned. I have a lot more planned than I'm leading on, so you all need to be there to find out. If you buy in pre-sale are only $8, and that includes front row. Tickets at the door are $8 general admission, $10 for front row. So you need to get with me, and you need to buy your tickets before the show to get the best deal.
Do you give military discounts?
Yes, we do. If you are of the military, contact me personally, and I will make sure you get a military discount.
Well, there you go. I know there's a lot of servicemen in the area, so definitely you should get out there and check out the show in Freetown. Anything else in closing you want to talk about, Tyler?
Yes, Randy is scared. He is scared. That's why he hasn't called in. And also, the police, the firemen, and the EMS are all welcome to come to our show. We'll let them in for free. If you're
wow.
fire, police, EMS, or military, show up. We got you.
That's a great deal for the hardworking servicemen in the area.
I hear that.
Yeah, and Randy is scared. Don't forget that part.
I understand
Randy.
That you think he's scared, but being someone that's been around for a while, the commissioner might have a couple of surprises in his back pocket.
He can't find his back pocket. He'd lose his head if it wasn't attached. There's a reason he had to sell to me.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank all of you for taking the time today to be with us. We enjoyed having everyone that called in to discuss Phoenix Pro Wrestling. Fans, next week at Freetown, Indiana, make sure you get your tickets in advance for the best deals. If you're one of the hardworking service people, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, or military, make sure you contact them to get an even better deal getting into the show. Tyler, best of luck with your new company that you purchased, and best of luck to all the competitors there in Freetown next week.
Thank you for having us, Stein Guy.
All right, fans, we'll be with you Sunday afternoon. We got Sergeant Major Alexander Paul from Santino Brothers with us. Should be a great show. Get out there, support your local independent wrestling, wherever you might find it, and we'll be back with you next time.
Like this before.